Sechtes Mekvoyes, Perek Tes, Mishnah Hei. This Mishnah discusses the halacha of chatzitza when it comes to immerse a vessel. Elu choytisim bekelim. The following things are considered barriers when it comes to immerse a vessel. Hazefes v'hamor. This is tar or some type of tree sap that are adhering bekli zechuchas on a vessel made out of glass. Maybe bechutz, whether it's on the outside, or whether they're inside, whether on the outside of the keli, they are considered a chatzitza. Why the Mishnah selects an example of glass? There's a machlokes in the Rishonim. Rashi learns that usually, because of glass's texture, its smooth texture, nothing really gets stuck to it except for these type of very, very gummy substances. The Beis Yosef, quoting the Smag, and the same is mentioned in the Dvar, Masechta Shabbos, have a different approach, and they say that, no, because these are things which are usually used for other vessels when they have to be patched up, but they're not generally used for glass, therefore would be a chatzitza when it comes to glass. Continues the Mishnah, Ala Shulchan, if it's on a table, Ala Tavlor, on a board, Ala Dargish, which is a little bed, Hanakim, if the beds are generally clean, so then you have these little specks of tar or sap, Choytzin, it will be a Chatzitza because the general population is Makbit, but Ala Belusin, if it's a worn out, dirty bed, Ain Choytzin, because at that point no one is Makbit, no one cares if this type of dirt is on it. Al mita shabalabayas, if it's a dirt which is on a bed belonging to a rich man, choytzitz would be a chatzitza because the rich man doesn't want to have dirt on his bed. Al shaloni, if it's a poor man's bed, ain't a choytzitz because the poor man is not makbid. Al ukiv shabalabayas, on a saddle belonging to a wealthy man, choytzitz would be considered a barrier. But the al shal zakokin, those who sell pouches of leather, it will not be a chatzitza because they are generally not makbid. And furthermore, al merdos, that's a saddle bags of a camel, choytzitz, it would be a chatzitza because generally we don't, a person is makbid. Pshimigamil says that if it's on the merdos, the saddle bags of a donkey, it is not a chatzitza unless it's a significant amount, and that would be to the amount of ad ki iser or atalki, like the size of an iser, Italian iser, which would be approximately the size of a penny. Mesechtes Mikvoyes Perik Tes Mishnevov. What happens if we have a chatzitza on a beged? Al habegodim, if the dirt is on a beged, mitzarechot, if it only is on one side, meaning it didn't penetrate and it's not so much that it went through, Ein choytzitz will not be a chatzitza. Mishneitz todim, if it has penetrated, it's totally absorbed, choytzitz, then it will be a chatzitza. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Af Mitzarechot, even if it's on one side, people are makbid to remove dirt, and therefore it would be a chatzitza. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Rabbi Yossi says, Shalbanoim, if it's of beged, a garment, an article of clothing belonging to a Talmud Chochem, and the reason why they're referred to as Banoim is because, as we know, Talmid HaChamim are Bainayach, they're the ones who are really the builders of the world. So then, Mitzarechot, even if it's on one side, since we know Chazal tell us that Talmud Chochem should not have any dirt on his begodim, is already considered Chatzitza V'Shalbor. If it's someone who's unlearned, so then it is only a problem of Chatzitza if it's Mishnei Tzedodim on both sides.